Hello. Good afternoon, probably most of you there in the States. It is Tuesday evening here. I'm in the living room. Mimi is in the kitchen with three young girls in the English class. And she goes on for usually 3 or 4 hours a day with different classes. And continues. I hear her showing various videos in English with in different gospel and Christian kind of things that she continues to use in as she teaches English, but also making sure she's getting out plenty of the truth as well. So she does a pretty good job at that. And a good number of children have, or not so children, some of them are teenagers, definitely have more of the truth than others because they come to her English class. The picture I put up there were three of the little girls at church on Sunday. I prepared, for the first time, I prepared a little drawing page that sort of goes with the message. Those are the books of the New Testament, and I'm preaching on the New Testament these days. And in the States, I ran across a few times where a church would have something like that for the children for them to draw during the service. And since a lot of them are going to be doing something anyway during the service, drawing something or whatever their parents allow them to do, I figured, well, I'll try that. So I printed out 8 of those yesterday, and they all got grabbed up, and apparently a few went without. But so it went. I put one of our young ladies in charge of getting them to the children. They have to come and ask for them, and I've already bought some colored pencils for that should be here in the next day or two. Or actually, there's a box beside me from Amazon. It's probably some of them. And so they'll go for the main service. They'll go over to Sarah and ask for their page, and she'll let them choose a few pencils, and then afterwards, they all came to show me. These are three of the girls that came to show me what they had drawn, and I didn't have anything for them. But this next week, I'm gonna have something, not candy. I don't want to give them anything necessarily sweet, but I bought some things that are a little less unhealthy, and I'll give them something when they show me their page. So, and then I may hand that over to Sarah as well. I'm not sure. I'll have them come to me every week, but at any rate, that's something else. Something that seemed to be a hit yesterday. And then after the services in the morning, after about a 20-minute break or so, or 30 minutes when everybody headed home, or most of the people, then we had the leadership class, the first leadership class. And I can't remember, I think there were about 15. I actually expected more, but it was the first time, and there might have been a little bit of confusion as to when and how it happened, everything. So I'll post a picture after this of the class. But basically, I just dealt with, it was an introduction basically on spiritual leadership, what a leader is. And I used some materials from Pastor Sweat, and there's a number of different things that I found. And I think it went very well. And of course, those who were there were some of our core believers who are wanting to grow. And so it was a great class, I thought. And then afterwards, Tete, and with some help, had prepared a meal, so we ate lunch there. And so I left church at 3 in the afternoon after, and it was all done then. So it was a good first meeting. Let's see what else I have here. In 2 Saturdays, we're gonna start up men's meeting. We're gonna do it at the Seaport. I might have mentioned this last time. I don't know. I don't see it. And we're gonna do it at the church that David is pastoring up on the coast. And then we'll come from our area. We're about 25-30 minutes away. Irun will go from there. They're on the other side, about 5-10 minutes away. So I'm hoping we'll have a group of men. I've never been very successful at having special men's meetings on Saturday. I don't know why. I'm not sure. I know that some of the churches in the States have a great men's ministry. They are larger churches, and maybe in the end the ratios are similar, but our people, work a lot of hours and they don't have too much free time, and so I don't know. We'll see. I hope that we'll have a nice representation of our men. It'll be all morning Saturday because it'll take us 30 minutes to get in there. We'll have about an hour and a half program, more or less, and then another 30 minutes to come back in and out with some extra time here and there. It'll be about 3 hours, so hopefully that'll go well. This coming Saturday, our co-workers, Juan and Tater, organizing an activity for our married couples, and again, hopefully we can see some good response to that. Again, it's not very easy to break into people's schedules that they usually have for the Saturdays. So we'll see. Hopefully that'll go well. And then our Intensive Institute number 51 is coming up in less than a month. Tim Darling, actually, I'm going. I'm preparing for it, the inscription process, the notebooks, the chores that people do to earn the certificates and all of that. So, I've been in high gear for that because it's actually late. Usually, I like to have all that stuff 2 months in advance, but the way things have worked out with scheduling this year, getting back to it after COVID, it's a little late in the game. But I think people are excited about it, and a lot of people. This was the one that was actually canceled 2 years ago on the Book of Joshua by Tim Darling. And so a good number of people had already done all their chores and homework. So they don't, a lot of them, I think, will come with it already done from before. And so tomorrow, Wednesday, I'm heading out to Logroño. Okay, so we're in the Basque Country. If you head south out of our province, little mountainous province of Guipúzcoa. We go up out the mountain pass, which is about 15, 20 minutes away from out of here, out of town. And then we come out of the over the mountain pass, out of the Guipúzcoa province into Navarra, which is the province that has Pamplona, where the running of the bulls is. But I will cut across that and up into another kind of mountain range and go over it and down into a province and capital city called Logroño, about an hour and a half from here. And that is where Tim and Pam's daughter and son-in-law, along with another missionary couple, are starting a church ministry there. So the Darlings are retiring from their mission board, and they're hoping to retire there in Logroño. They're actually living there now. If everything works out in the States side and whatnot, then they'll be retiring there in Logroño. So he's going to be doing the institute in a little less than a month. And I decided that for this next Sunday morning's devotional, which I do at 9 on YouTube every Sunday morning, I'm going to have another surprise one. And it's going to be him. I'm going to interview him. And he's going to give a little bit of a kind of a, what do they call that? A teaser for the institute. And so that'll be fun. And then he'll usually the devotional is about 20 to 25 minutes, so he'll take 5 or 10 minutes to talk about the institute, encourage people to come to it. And then about 15 minutes, he'll give a devotional challenge of whatever he wants to. So I'm going up tomorrow to do that. Gonna get there for lunch. I think I'm gonna have lunch with them, and then we'll record that, and then I will set it to go live on Sunday morning at 9, like I usually do. So tomorrow I'll be out on the highway a fair bit. Let it go at that. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for your prayers. Thank you for continuing to pray for Ayerdi. And nothing has moved yet from the authorities, but they will. God'll make sure it happens. And we don't want to, be a pain in the neck trying to push them into anything. We can apply pressure in a secondary way by talking to other people, but in the end, it'll need to be the Lord getting them out there for the two different mudslides and hopefully starting to fix things up in the coming months. Okay, I'll let it go at that. God bless you, and I'll post some more pictures maybe on the Facebook page Some of you are on that as well. Goodbye.